Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. Thank you for joining us today. And thank you for joining us again, Fran.
I'm back. I had so much fun. I'll come back.
Fran is back. And we have a special guest, Lauren.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren.
Lauren, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm known as Lace of Lauren on Twitch, or you can call me Lauren. That's probably a little bit easier. I stream Destiny over on twitch.tv/laced_up_Lauren. I basically stream, like I said, Destiny almost every single day. I'm mainly a PvP streamer, but I do like obviously stream the raids because that's some of the best parts about Destiny.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah. Yep, of course.
Yeah. So right at the top of the show, we usually talk about the best drops that we got for the week. So we'll start with you, Fram, because you said you had a story.
Man, I got a story. So if you listen to last week, lots of complaints. In fact, I ruined our podcast and interrupted it and was like,
yes, Fatebringer drops on the Templar.
Yeah, well, we talked about that.
I'm so sorry. I knew that. I just thought
we were talking about exotics and Fatebringer, and Destin's like, there's exotics at Atheon. Anyway, that's kind of inside baseball if you didn't listen last week. But I was talking about Galahorn and how I was almost pretty much done even caring about it. And I really wanted Fatebringer. But anyway, so I was on last night with somebody hopped on my friends list and was like, love the Fireteam chat, come back.
Oh, cool.
And he was online. I think it's like X Clash Swaggin something. Mm-hmm. He's on Twitter as well. That's following me. You can find him there. But anyway, so he's like, yo, I got the Gorgon chest. And I'm like, it's like 12, 15 or whatever.
AM. Yeah.
We're waiting for Xur. And I'm like, well, why not? I mean, we'll just go if you have it.
Hop in and try it.
So we go in and hop in there. And, we grab the chest and then like 3 Ascendant Shards. Like, of course. I'm like, freaking A. And then like I glance down the bottom left and that yellow text, and FM3 has found Galahorn.
So oh.
It was my birthday too. Like 15 minutes into my birthday.
Oh,
I got Galahorn.
Awesome.
Pops up. And at first I was like so cynical on like just the whole thing at this point. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, yes. I was like, finally. So I was really excited to get it. I don't know that I'll be upgrading it right away because I have other motives right now, but I'm really happy to have gotten it. So, Fatebringer, you're next. And thank you, Swaggin, for short. And
for the checkpoint.
And good things can happen on your birthday. So, Xur is watching out as well, maybe. So
that's a really good story.
Yeah, I was really excited. Something good.
You know? Yeah. Seeing it is your birthday, I actually went to our vending machine and got you a present, this Snickers bar.
This is not
that you'll probably
placement.
Never eat.
Yeah.
Oh, happy
did
birthday,
really?
Friend.
Oh, wow, thanks, Destin.
Yeah.
This is not product placement, by the
no.
way.
No. But Snickers, feel free to sponsor the show.
Please.
Help us.
No, just... So, cool. Anyway, well, we've got Lauren here who's been thoroughly bored by my story, I think.
No. I not to mention that I've gotten Galahorn like 3 times, not to rub it in or anything. So.
You got Fatebringer?
Yeah, I know the feel. Yes, I also have Fatebringer. I'm sorry.
Okay,
sorry
what gun don't you have that you still want, if anything?
Hawkmoon. I don't have Hawkmoon.
Oh, good.
Ah, me too.
So. Good. I got Hawkmoon. Hawkmoon, so I feel good about this. I feel good about that part, but anyway.
Did you get three Hawkmoon?
No, I've actually only got one Hawkmoon in my Destiny career here, so.
Yeah. So there was a lot of big stuff this week, you guys, so I kind of want to get right into it. I suppose I'm going to change the order. I told you guys we were going to go in a certain way, but we're going to start with the big news that I am super excited about. You probably saw me on Twitter, but...
the volume of your voice is increasing.
Yes,
he's definitely
obviously I'm excited. You can now switch items out of your vault using the companion app.
Yeah.
This is something people have been asking for since like the first week of the game.
Oh, man.
And this is huge.
Remember last week I brought that up too. I was like, have we talked about the vault? And then you're like, don't get started. Let's wait. And then sure enough, surprise. I feel like we should ask Lauren first, our special guest, what she thinks.
Lauren, how do you
feel about it? I am so unbelievably excited. The fact that you can use your vault mid-mission, mid-anything, and just get something out and swap it between characters is great. Like, I'm so excited that they finally added this in. It's blowing me away, honestly. I keep trying to mess around with it.
It's a nice surprise.
Yeah, I also can't believe like how easy it is. Like everything just kind of works, and I can't even imagine. Oh, what have you noticed?
Get to me last.
Okay. So for me, it's worked really, really well. I haven't encountered any problems with it yet. I love this feature. I can't imagine how they managed to sync up the companion app with the game and have it be so instantaneous. Like the programming involved there, I can't even like fathom it. So
it was Al Gore on the internet mostly.
Yeah. Excellent job. Very happy with this update. Al Gore.
He did it. It was all him and the internet.
I'm very happy with it. Okay. You seem to have some concerns.
Man, unanimous. Look, I love it. Was really surprised by it.
You know,
especially with how upset I've been of like,
I left a radiant shard or
a strange coin on the other character. I was like, man, the time it takes and the disruption that does, whether you're in a raid or you're in PvP even, you might switch a match and be like, oh man, I forgot to bring my sniper, whatever it is. And so they fixed that. So for quick gun changes, even armor changes that you've left, I think that's great. I'm in a different situation where I'm doing full character swap because I have two warlocks.
Oh, yeah.
And so I need to, like, unload everything. And so it really has not solved, you know, I have 2 points. It has not solved sort of the speed of that, you know.
Wait. How? Because you can actually, like, let's say you log off of your one and then you sign on to another. You can go de-equip everything you want off that other guy and then equip it on your other guy in real time.
Yeah, but it's slow. So
well,
it's
it takes
like, click,
a little longer.
Manage item, click. Click, manage item, click. And it's not visual either what's dropping in the vault. And so it's sort of, it's just not intuitive. And granted, I've only used it since last night.
Yeah.
But look, again, I'm happy. But I need to go to the vault. And so I'm literally, I have the whole method of like, boom, 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 switch. And then I'm like, ching, 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 cashing everything in, bring everything out. And that process takes a while. And then the second point that I would make is, okay, I love that it's in the companion app. But I challenge that. Why is it in the companion app? My guess is that was the easiest place to code.
Like,
right,
why
to
not
the point.
In the orbit, you mean?
Well, why isn't there just a screen to do this in the game? Like, why should you have to bring your phone out to do this, right? Uh-huh. And so, I think it's awesome that it's there. I think this was a quick fix. But please put this in the game, you know? Like, don't make this a companion app thing. There's no reason to make me pick up a second screen. Like, I have enough reasons to use the Destiny app, and I hope that's not the motive of this. Mm-hmm. And I really don't think it is. Again, I think the engineers... You know, coding on the web and not having to update the entire game interface is a big difference. Mm-hmm. And also, we will get into, I just personally do not think the loadouts are big enough at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, you should just have a ton of weapons in your arsenal. So, so I'm looking forward to whenever that may be.
That sounds like, Wolves, please, that sounds like a bigger vault space discussion.
Vault and weapon space. It's almost like I wish I just had more weapon space because I would less, like, you don't need a vault if you just let me put more stuff
on your character.
Character, you know, what is really the limitation? It's not fun.
Well, you still have to swap between characters somehow.
Yeah, but meaning if I can just carry a lot more, and again, I'm in a situation where I've got two of the same characters, but weapons especially, like, why is it 9 weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a valid question, right? Like, why isn't it 18 at this point?
Yeah.
There's so many weapons in the game.
I think they should all be on the character at all times, like representative.
That's what I was thinking. It's not
turn
like you have like
30 weapons.
It's like Skyrim and you just like fall over because you've it's not like that. So the game is fun to use a lot of different weapons. And then I have feedback that relates to this once we get into, you know, the primary weapon, you know, buffs and nerfs and whatnot.
Okay, well, let's jump right into that. Lauren, you actually had some thoughts on the weapon adjustments.
Yes.
Let's just say I play a little PvP and noticed a lot of pulse rifles.
Yep. That is obviously, I think, the biggest change to everything is pulse rifles. You can actually use them now in PvP and in PvE, obviously. But that's pretty much all these past few times that I've been playing PvP. It's just been pulse rifles, Red Death, you know, Bad Juju, Oversoul. Like, it's just pulse rifle city right now in PvP.
So do you think that's going to be just like the first weekend and everybody's just trying them out? Or did you notice a trend that it's more like satisfying and it's working?
I think it's going to stick around to a certain extent. But obviously, I think everyone will just pick one weapon that they like. With the Suros, that was obviously, I think, one of the go-to assault rifles. I think the Red Death, people are leaning to it. So it really depends if they are going to touch assault rifles again, because I know a lot of people are complaining about the assault rifle nerf again, that they changed it. So.
ARs have been nerfed to the point that they're useless.
Which really upsets me, because I obviously love assault rifles. So. Yeah.
Well, if you take any assault rifle, the best assault rifle in the game, up against, say, a fully maxed out Red Death, you will lose. You are guaranteed to lose.
Absolutely.
And that's a problem.
That is a problem. Okay, what do you guys, before the changes, what were your top two weapons? Let's go around the table real fast. Destin.
Well, I always use just Shadow Price, but I know it's not the best weapon. I just got Monte Carlo, so I would have used Carlo or Suros. Yeah, okay. So always an auto rifle.
Oh, so not necessarily Shadow Price. And then Lauren,
secondary shotgun.
What about you, Lauren?
Either the Vision or the Suros. Those were like kind of my top two.
Okay. I was Hawkmoon or Vex.
And oh, yeah, so, there was a pistol phase for a while where everybody was using pistols.
Yes.
Well, Hawkmoon's just deadly in there as well. I know that you
absolutely,
have it,
absolutely
so
it
you
is.
You probably don't know that it's so awesome because you don't have it. And,
but I get killed with it, so I can feel the pain of how strong it is.
So I'm curious to get back in there. I just didn't have enough time to see. I mostly just tried Pulse in PvE and noticed I went to the exclusion zone to pick up some glimmer, and I was just tearing through the soul
with a shotgun.
Yeah. No, I was using Oversoul Edict because I just wanted to test the pulse.
Oh, okay.
And they were just like going down fast. Yeah. So I did. Look, I think it's good to a point, but yeah,
absolutely.
I think,
like, I'm glad that they're trying to get other guns still useful, so it's not just like assault rifles or hand cannons. Right. Like, they're trying to make all the weapons equal.
And it changes the game too. Like you're seeing, like, you now have to think about using it or adjusting, and like that means that the matches that you were playing on Thursday are not this. Or sorry, this went out Tuesday. I was traveling on Monday. You know, have changed.
So you guys seem pretty positive. Let me ask this though: do you think PvP is now unbalanced or broken, and it needs to be adjusted again? Like, I feel like everything's leaning toward pulse rifles. It's not an even playing field again. And they constantly talk about how they want it to be an even playing field where there's no one weapon answer. And right now, it's kind of Red Death.
Right.
I haven't got a chance to get in there yet. So, Lauren, you know, you're
For me, like, I know there was a huge phase with hand cannons, and that was kind of bothering me. So I'm glad that they messed with the range on hand cannons. I think that was definitely needed. So I'm really happy that they kind of fixed the hand cannons, because those were really, really popular. That's like Thorn, you know, Hawkmoon. That's what I was seeing the most in PvP. And now it's pulse rifles, and I feel like everyone's just kind of leaving assault rifles behind. So I really, really, really do not like that they changed assault rifles. So, I think they should have just left them alone.
But to make sure we're clear on why that is, though, are you upset because it was like your favorite blanket sort of thing, or is it like you just don't like using the pulse, or are you just mad that everybody's using?
I'm actually really enjoying like using a different weapon. I think that's the nice thing, is being able to use different weapons, so you're not just stuck with using the Suros, you know, every single day. But to the point where it gets where you don't want to use assault rifles at all, and then I'm just sticking with either like the Red Death or whatever, then I think you're just getting into the same routine again of just using one weapon or one type of weapon.
And that's their whole design philosophy, to not have a one-weapon answer. But yet again, they're running into that problem where the answer is Red Death.
Right.
You know, the answer is Gallhorn.
Potentially, you know. I don't know. I feel like part of it's a phase because, you know, fusions have just for a long time just been so deadly. Mm-hmm. Now, it is kind of a one-shot thing, but man.
Well, they changed the cone of that also.
Yeah. Right. And we can talk about that. But meaning, like, you had the option to just tear it up with a fusion. A lot of people chose not to do that. They stuck with shotguns or they stuck with their hand cannon. So I feel like you do kind of get into, like, this is what I like the feel of. I think there will be some settling in. Like, honestly, I haven't played PvP since the adjustment. I just just got back from a trip last night from L.A. and, you know, waited
Mr.
for
Fancy.
And got my Gallahorn. But, yeah, I do feel like, first thing, I'm going to go in and use Pulse. I'm going to use it up and down and try out a couple of them that I've been waiting to try. But then I think you know, you got to get used to it. And I want to compare it with like Vax and some other stuff. So I don't know.
All right, so we need to move on to the next segment, and I'm also what?
Are we still going to talk about buffs and nerfs and whatnot?
No, we're moving on to another leak.
If I could just finish real fast, because I know we're short on time, and you're very—he's very on schedule this one. is just so I love that I read through the detailed report and all the percentages of what guns people are using, and shotguns we didn't talk about, by the way. So I think
100% buff.
Yeah.
They tear everything apart.
In PV, it's great.
2X.
Yes.
So boom, you know, everything's twice as powerful up close, which is actually pretty awesome.
Use it for
farming. Nobody was using them. Nobody's using it. So I do think it's smart. Like, they just went all in. It's a big bet and say, you know, let's just get people trying them out. I agree. They just couldn't match fusions, you know? So why would you use a shotgun? It just never felt – like Destiny also in PVEs, you just do not want to be close to a lot of these enemies. There's no – they're just brutal up close. I'm curious to see how that pans out.
Yeah. I mean, I was a big, big person within PvP. I would use shotguns more than fusion rifles because to take people off flags, like just sneaking up on people with shotguns, that was really nice. I know that they, I think, messed with the range of shotguns for PvP. So it's definitely, since I'm so used to the range of like my Dead Orbit shotgun has the rangefinder perk. So when you aim down sights.
Oh, nice.
That one. And now I'm just kind of getting used to not not being so far away and using my shotgun. So it's a little bit of adjustment for in PvP. I know in PvE, they're great to use now. Like they're so much better for PvE.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious. Hide and seek, I think, is the one you're mentioning
Orbit,
which is really cool, and it has depending on the role some good perks, but then also Universal Remote, which you're selling, has that distance perk.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm curious, you know, I'd say try it out, like if you've got the coins, like even if you hate using it,
they are great for farming glimmer.
But what I really wanted to comment on very fast was the what's bothering me about everything from the vault to the weapons is that you read through and they're like, here's what hand cannons are for, here's what pulse rifles are for this mid-range burst. Then auto rifles are really for like the chainsaw effect of keeping someone at bay. And awesome. So guess what you got to do to switch between those attributes as you go from enemy to enemy? You press start, you press into your menu, and then you switch your weapon. They're describing for me almost like what I would use my specials for. So I really do think there's a fundamental issue with the primary weaponry that I don't know, man. I think they need a way to quick switch that stuff.
Like double tap up?
Yeah, like
we've seen this a lot, actually, in emails and stuff people have sent in. Stuff like suggestions like that on how to improve it.
It's like, why not? I mean, this is like, it's just fundamental shooter stuff. Yeah. And I feel, honestly, I feel like it's missing. I feel like all the work they're doing is actually, they're fighting against themselves with that design. So I think that's half the reason. Is really what I'm getting at. Well, I know he's using Pulse because it's a pain to switch. Why would I try it? I'm just not going to bother with it. Yeah. And as you get into like enemies too, with their, you know, their shields, like so, I think it's a huge problem that they really need to address if they want to take advantage of this awesome arsenal that they have. Because I really do think the guns, I mean, Bungie's just awesome at that. You know, each gun is so special, and there's these roadblocks to use them.
Yeah.
So.
It sounds like this is a conversation topic we're going to have to come back to later. I no means wanted to stop because it's great. But we need to move on to another big leak that happened this week, and that was the new social area that we're going to be getting in Destiny on the Reef.
Allegedly.
Hopefully. I believe Mega Man EXE was the person who did some digging into the code, and this Reef area was discovered. And
That was part of the game, Destin. That's where that super long cutscene is.
Nothing else.
You said it was discovered. I was just like,
how do you guys feel about a new social area? And listener Faust sent in the question, what do you think is going to be there and what do you want to be there?
That's Lauren to start, I said.
Lauren.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited. Obviously, I think this game with the tower, having like kind of a second tower will be really great because it'll add more social elements to the game, which I think this game really, really needs because I think it kind of aspires to be kind of like an MMO. So I'm glad that they're adding something else in. The possibilities, I think, are endless to what they will add in. And I'm really, really excited to see what they'll add in for sure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Look, I don't know. Like, I'm not actually even ready for another tower, but I think that's really exciting. I'm tired of the current one, but there's been these doors as well that we've all speculated are going to, like, fly open, you know, back by the speaker. There's that area, and I'm like, oh, what is back there? It's, like, this awesome area that we're going to see. I thought that would come first before you'd see something out at the Reef. You know, I actually thought maybe that was where, you know, we might end up seeing a raid soon, but I think House of Wolves is going to be all on Earth, right? But
we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see still. Like, the Reef, I love that visit there and the feel of it, just that, like, royal, glowing purple, you know, atmospheric stuff. And when you come out of that cutscene, they put you in that environment. Really cool looking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the beauty of Destiny right now. It has, like, you could put a tower in all of those locations and build a world that feels like that, because we're on Earth right now with the current tower. So you can imagine that, you know, the tower, you could have one for any location, you know. So I think it's really smart in the long run, for sure.
For me, I just want to see more things to do in the tower besides, you know, get new guns or whatever. Like, maybe this is the place where we're going to be able to upgrade our legendaries.
What would
be wrong with having mini games up there?
No, like, right. Sparrow Racing or something.
I think
like
of, like,
that.
Yes, awesome. People have talked about wanting Sparrow Racing for a long time.
You know what the perfect model for this is? Is Legend of Zelda, man.
Yeah.
Like, you go play those mini games with some of your Glimmer, whatever it is, like, put gambling in there and, like,
absolutely.
I think that could be a lot of fun, actually, because there's just times you're waiting for people in the tower, and it'd be cool to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I hope they have
win yourself some spin metal. Or
that would be good. Resources would be great. Really excited to see more about it. I was looking up while we were discussing. It was Mega Man EXE who discovered the Reef social space.
Yeah.
And we actually get a glimpse at it in one of the earlier trailers where somebody's just, like, in a purple area walking sideways, like side scraping along.
Yes.
And it definitely looks like a unique social space. And I think it looks really cool. It's a little bit cooler than Earth. Like, Earth is beautiful. This is more, like, mysterious.
That's cool. I do think if they're going to spend time on stuff, though, we've got enough things that need to be fixed and tweaked. So part of the, for me, hopes this is really just buried in the code and, like, I don't know. I guess my point is I don't need to see another tower right now. I need to see more emblems, and I also need to see more shaders.
Shaders,
apparently, there's a lot out there, that, like, the Dead Orbit shader and some other ones that are, like, so hard to get. But actually, there's a ton of, like, the, you know, like, Starfire Protocol and some other ones. I'm a Warlock. Like, the shaders don't do anything, and it's, like, being unique in the game is really powerful. Like, that really makes you like, I put stuff on for raids, you know, when I can't wear a certain armband.
You dress up.
You know, I would do my hair different if I could, you know, for sure. So I think that's really important in a game like this. You have that personality, and it's, like, a lot of what you've worked for is to look that way. Like, and when they killed, like, Vault of Glass gear, basically, because it's not, you know, a new level.
Not 32.
Man, I loved, like, the Warlock Heezen's Vengeance.
Yes, the helmet.
Heezen Lord of was something he's in. But man, that's such a cool helmet. And I can't wear it, you know. I gotta wear the weird cockroach crotalwind devil horns thing. It's kind of cool at first, but I'm like, geez, like, I don't want to look like
it's tiring
like
after a
witch.
A while.
Yeah, basically. And everybody looks that way, so sorry. You just introduce the France, like Fran Rants, because apparently I do that on every episode. I'm sorry. Yeah.
On everything.
Very passionate about
it. Well, you were talking a bit about some improvements you'd like to see, and that's a good segue into our final segment. Deej posted in the Bungie forums asking for players to list their three wishes for Destiny. So I thought we would all kind of take a minute, think about it, and kind of come up with three things we would like to see. Lauren, are you ready with three?
I think I could list more than three, but definitely I think the number one thing that people ask for is more vault space. It's kind of obvious. Everyone wants more vault space. I have way too many weapons that I know what to deal with. Like, sometimes I don't even know where to put them. So more vault space would be great. I think that's probably the most asked from anything, from people on the forums and stuff like that. So more vault space would be great. Absolutely great.
Do you have any others?
One.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
We need time, too. We could each kind of go one and then...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fran.
Because if we only get through... I'm going to agree with that one, so we'll make that quick, right?
It's okay.
Like, that's absolutely, like, one of the top ones at the list. Like, I'm tired of having to think about starting a third character just so I can hold weapons. It's absurd.
Store stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, I think they need to fix the ease of using the vault. So, absolutely. More vault space, probably at the top of my list. Because it's also not a hard fix. You know, I'm not asking for a lot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely on my list also. Do you have another one that you want to discuss?
Oh, I'll get there, but...
Okay, well, so I thought about this two ways. I thought Destiny 1, they're kind of limited in the framework that they've established with the game. So there's not grandiose improvements that they can make to this world. They can make small things, but I don't know what they're capable of doing big scale. So for Destiny 2, My biggest point of feedback.
Breaking the system here with the wishes for this game.
No, it's just three wishes for Destiny as a franchise, not Destiny 1.
You found a little verbal loophole.
Well, anyway, mine was just kind of for the overall story. We all kind of can agree that the story in Destiny 1 was weak. And for me, I would really like to see them focus in on it for Destiny 2. They have something with Destiny 1, but with Destiny 2, they have the opportunity to introduce individual class-specific storylines, you know, quests and side quests, or at least a better system for quests and side quests. And I'd really like to see that fleshed out and for them to craft a really, really good story. They just got the writer from... I don't want to say the wrong game, but they just got a really renowned writer. I want to say from Guild Wars. I'm going to look it up after somebody else goes. But that gets me really excited for what's going to happen with Destiny 2.
All right.
That was one of my top ones. Focus back on story.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to throw in, we already discussed it, is because I thought about it a lot, is just the quick weapon switching. They just got to fix that primary, special, and heavy shouldn't mean that that's how you switch weapons, right? Meaning you have all these weapons. Mm-hmm. Give me much better weapon switching. And we also got to figure out, like, grouping of elemental damage. It's just such a mess, like, trying to quickly figure this stuff out. So I'd love to see, and I think it's crucial to the game. That's the way I'm approaching my wishes, right? Like, Fault immediately saves me time, makes the game more fun. Weapon switching as well. Like, the fact that I can go from a hand cannon to a pulse rifle in the middle of a boss battle, whatever, a raid battle, you know, that's huge for me. So I think that's crucial.
I was right. It was Guild Wars 2.
Awesome. Yeah. Good.
Lauren?
Get your facts straight.
I would say my next thing would be better rewards for PvP. And the way that they reward, I guess, players in PvP. Because you can pretty much lose a game. You can end up with someone who has a 0.4 KD and get an exotic out of PvP. And that is the most frustrating thing for me when if you're winning or at the top of the leaderboards and you get absolutely nothing for it. So I think the way that they do rewards in PvP to make people want to play PvP and get something from it from playing would be much, much better than what they're doing now.
Totally agree. That's a really frustrating thing for the community to see the worst AFK player get the Galahorn or something. You know, it's not really fair.
Yeah, and I don't think there's that. I think some of that's okay. It's just there's nothing in place to reward the players who are good.
Right.
You know, like I do think it's cool for someone to get a random drop very randomly, but then there's nothing in between. So it's like if you did awesome, you're like, well, why did I get like a, you know, green Engram.
You just have like no motivation to either win a game you know, to do good.
For sure. I think that'd be huge.
Fran, do you have another one?
Yeah. I mean, look, my third one, I don't know how to frame it.
This is your second one, isn't it?
No, the second one was weapon switching.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
The third one is absolutely figuring out the Vault of Glass weapons and armor upgrade stuff.
Yes.
And so, you know, at first I wanted to say, give me very hard Vault of Glass and whatever, maybe you got to redrop everything even. I don't know, the exclusive stuff. But but I guess at the crux of it, I want to see... no pun there. I want to see the ability that if I have Fatebringer, I have Vex. Well, Vex is already fine. But the armor especially, too. Like, I want to wear that stuff. I want to use it. Yeah. Let me re-roll that stuff. Whatever it is, figure it out. That would be huge. Yeah. Immediate improvement to the diversity of, you know, the game.
I was going to say something in the same vein, so that'll be my number two. I also have one last one. But just some way to upgrade raid weapons specifically, that would be really nice. That's pretty high on my list for Destiny 1.
Could you use an example? I don't know what you mean. You mean
Vision
Vault
of Confluence,
Vault of
Glass, Fatebringer.
Like the 331.
Yeah. Oh, you said raid weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, raid weapons in general, because when House of Wolves comes out, our weapons from Crota are also going to... you know, not be as desirable. We're assuming they'll be replaced.
Yeah.
You know, or at least they said second tier.
Yeah. They said they've thought of a way already to do that. But, you know, remains to be seen.
I can't wait to see it. Very excited. But my last entry is kind of what Lauren was discussing, or at least in the same vein. Improvements to PvP. And by improvements, I mean sparrow racing, like you mentioned, or capture the flag. Where's capture the flag?
That would be very fun.
Bungie was like one of the people that made that mode amazing.
I mean,
you know,
it's almost that. Yeah,
yeah, control, run and stand in a spot.
Well, you're right. Well, what's the one that appears occasionally starts with an R?
Salvage.
Oh no, salvage. Yeah, that's like It's still not the same, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really like Capture the Flag or just like Oddball was something else they created.
I mean, dude, you know it's on the list. And
yeah.
It's a matter of when, you know, they want to roll that stuff out.
The multiplayer is really fun. I'd like to see a little bit more of the wackiness.
Yeah. Cool. I like that you're not counting that. I thought we were like exclusively choosing three things. Like the vault was one, and your Destiny Stories two, and now there's this, but you got another thing.
Yeah. Well, I think we all have a lot of suggestions we can make.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I made a list of them at one time.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Lauren, did you have any more?
I mean, we already kind of touched on it, just like the vanity armor options, being able to look differently once you hit 32, because I think once everyone starts hitting 32 on their warlock or their hunter, that they kind of all start looking the same, except for like a few different shaders, but the armor overall looks just all the same.
Yeah. Character individuality is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I would love to see exotic shaders, like Glowhu really made me think about, like, light particle effects. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you could either like tweak your shader or whatever? There's an exotic shader that like has particle like flare, you know, like your wrist
armband has flames.
What do they call that?
Right.
Part of the warlock bond.
Yeah, warlock bond. Yeah. Yep.
Stuff like that is really cool additions. I mean, granted, you don't want everybody like sparkling, like,
says
with
you.
Rainbows trailing behind you, but actually like that's where you get into like some really interesting stuff. So that'd be really awesome.
That's cool. Well, we're coming about to the end of the podcast. So, yeah, Frank?
I know that we're, like, tight on time, but I was curious, since we have Lauren's attention, like, and you're, like, a PvP, you know, that's really your thing, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll stream both, but mainly I really do love PvP.
So if you recommend, like, if people don't play a ton of PvP and they think about it, or maybe it's just they're just getting into it, like, do you have sort of a quick like rundown of like, okay, here's what you should be doing, here are the things
I would
to
say
watch out for?
The most important thing for anything like that is just map awareness, where your teammates are spawning, where the other people are spawning. Just look at your radar as much as possible. I know it can be frustrating, especially like getting into PvP for the first time, but just map awareness is a huge, huge thing, I think, for any type of PvP. So I would say map awareness is definitely the biggest tip.
Any tips for that? Like, do you use landmarks? Like, how do you be aware of a map?
I guess, like, especially if you're playing with, like, other friends, like, getting the same call-outs down can be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're playing solo, then just, depending if you're doing, like, capturing, like, the flags on B or something like that, just know that it's a highly populated area on B, obviously, or where different spawns are on the map.
And that can that communication will be really important when their Inferno's coming,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yep.
No radar.
No radar whatsoever.
You're going to need to communicate.
You're going to have to use that fire team chat option.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like the show. Anyway, thank you, Lauren, for joining us.
Yes, of course.
I really appreciate you coming on the show. Where can people find your stuff?
You can find me on twitch.tv/laced_up_Lauren or twitter.com/lacedup_Lauren.
Cool.
They're the main two places that I go.
Fran, what about you?
At Fran Mirabella on Twitter. It's the easiest way to find me. And FM3 on PlayStation 4 if you want to play. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at Destin Legarry and in random videos on IGN all the time.
Like this.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you for listening. And until next time, that has been this episode of Fire Chat. Fire Team Chat. I still have no idea how to outro this show.
How about Guardians out? Yeah, we'll work on that.
Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.